Welcome to the I Make a Living podcast. I'm your new host, Damona Hoffman, and I'm one of you, an entrepreneur. In 2010, I returned from maternity leave to a corporate media job that I once loved, and I found it unbearable. At that point in my career, I knew I couldn't follow everyone else's path. I had to make my own way. So I made my side hustle of writing online dating profiles my primary hustle. And now I'm a dating coach and content creator on the topic of relationships. I write for the Washington Post. I've had my business featured in a cover story for Oprah's O Magazine. I've hosted two TV shows on a major cable network. But what I most want to do now is to talk to other entrepreneurs about how they've navigated this same journey. On season two of I Make a Living, we will cover all of the aspects of the entrepreneur lifestyle, the challenges, the lessons, the mistakes, and the milestones. We'll talk about what really happens behind closed doors of successful businesses across America and across the world. But first, let's take a look back at some of the highlights from season one.
I was sitting outside about to go into work. I had just given birth to my fourth baby. I was 5 days out of the hospital. I was exhausted. I had still the Band-Aid in my back from the epidural. I had like just the most disgusting car of like Cheerios and Goldfish crackers and water bottles and like garbage everywhere. And I remember it was that moment when I looked at my van and I said, my priorities are as messy as my minivan.
There were motivational tips.
If we're sitting here thinking about doing something that is outside of our comfort zone or outside of our norm, we'll almost always resist it. Act your way into feeling. Do the routine, even if you don't feel like it. And by doing the routine, you will then feel like the routine because you'll experience the positive benefits.
Clever marketers.
I put a label on it that says Garbage of New York City. It says 100% authentic, handpicked from the fertile streets of New York, New York. So I just added all these things to try to make it more collectible. That just like started the avalanche. And I had NBC News in my dorm room. And then it just led to more press and more press and more press. And international, suddenly like Metro newspaper would pick it up. So very early learned the kind of spiderweb effect of virality. And it was mind-blowing.
Unique workspaces.
So the cost-benefit analysis, it really is more cost-efficient for me to work from a coffee shop than to work from home. I can actually crush a project in a day and a half that otherwise, honestly, from home might take me 7-10 days to do.
New ways to innovate.
Focus not as much on the idea, but rather the problem you're trying to solve. But entrepreneurship, I think the hardest part is the problem finding. For me, I actually have a note on my iPhone. If anytime there's something that annoys me or bothers me, I, you know, write it down as a note. Then I'm finally like, all right, there's got to be a solution for this. Most of the products I've built have actually stemmed from some personal annoyances that I've had that I want to build a solution and make it better.
And big picture concepts about our roles as entrepreneurs.
I'm not trying to do things because it's for a marketing trend. I'm trying to do it because it's the right thing to do. We're doing that so that we can have a corporate responsibility for climate change. Our corporation growing, our company growing, allows us to actually have an impact in the community. And that's something that I didn't think I'd have the opportunity to do.
These are just some of the stories that I Make a Living covered last season. Next month, look out for a sneak peek of the topics and stories we have coming up in season two, which launches January 13th. In the meantime, if you're new to the show, make sure you subscribe and check us out at imakealiving.com. I Make a Living is also on Twitter at FreshBooks Live. And you can follow my journey as I travel North America interviewing entrepreneurs and more at Damona Hoffman on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Damona Hoffman, and it's your business. I'll see you for season two on Monday, January 13th.